Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach said the Ministry of Health started giving children COVID-19 vaccines in 2021 and it will continue this thrust to ensure that the nation's youth are protected against the virus. Dr. Kisa-Beach also encouraged persons who are due for their booster shot to make an effort to take it as soon as possible to enhance their protection against COVID-19.
For persons 12 years and up since last year, since 2021, we started giving children vaccines around August, September, October last year. And so persons from 12 and up who had vaccines, stay out of St. Vincent and qualified for a booster within 6 months towards the end of the year, we started giving them. Adults definitely have been getting their boosters since last year, and we continue. And we continue to encourage persons to get your booster. Lots of persons were resistant, they didn't want to have yet another stick, but we're working with the evidence we have, and we can't deny it, even though we might be frustrated, we might be tired, we don't want another stick. But the same reason you took it in the first place, to decrease the likelihood of getting COVID or having a serious negative outcome, those reasons remain. And the evidence is showing that you need to have a booster within 5 to 6 months of having the initial vaccine course, we urge you to get your booster. I've had my booster, and I feel a lot more comfortable. Unfortunately, a lot of the persons who were vaccinated around the time I was vaccinated or I had my second set of vaccines in October, some persons have come down with COVID. We don't want to go that way. So we are urging everyone over the age of 12, if you have not had your vaccine, get your vaccine.
And that is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. In the region, Jamaica's COVID-19 positivity rate has passed 30%. The Ministry of Health says 194 cases were confirmed from 2,452 samples on Monday, resulting in a positivity rate of 33.8%. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have increased to 77, up from 67 on Sunday. Jamaica's death toll remains at 3,011. In Trinidad and Tobago, the Ministry of Health said in its daily update on Tuesday that 3 more people have died of COVID-19, while 509 new infections were reported. Trinidad and Tobago now has 9,242 active cases of COVID-19. Since the pandemic began in March 2020, 3,881 people have died there. In the international arena, the World Health Organization, the WHO, says over the last week, COVID-19 cases rose in 4 of the 6 regions. The WHO says due to reductions in testing and sequencing in many countries, it is increasingly difficult to know where the virus is and how it is mutating. Addressing a media briefing on Tuesday, the WHO's emergencies program head, Mike Ryan, reiterated that a zero COVID strategy is not sustainable. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.